Hallelujah. Y'all in a good mood yet? If you're not in a good mood, go home. All right. Change your mood or go home. I don't care. Either one. Might as well happy up. Ain't nobody here with me. I know that. How you doing tonight? You all right? Yeah, you. Oh, quiet one. How are you? Can I see your tattoo? Yep, you're a keeper. Anybody here not have a tattoo except for Wanda Vosage? Well, keep praying. There's hope. How about a scar? Everybody here got a scar. Anybody here not have a scar? See, Sonny. He'll scar you up some. Emotional baggage, guilt trips. Anybody got any of those? Emotional baggage, guilt trips. Anybody got any of that? See, Sonny, for more. Hallelujah. Hey, we had a water baptism last night. Were y'all here? Woohoo! How many people got dunked? Wow, look, one, two, three people here got baptized. Danielle got baptized. She don't remember. We're going to have to do Danielle again. The water there was not cold. It was warm as bath water. If you was an Eskimo. But I got to tell you something. It was a lot warmer than it would have been out in the side yard in the wash tub. Amen? So it wasn't too bad. Listen, I baptized six and six went home. So that ain't bad. Didn't lose the one. Not too bad. I'm like, what, 50 for 50 so far. Amen? Ain't never drowned one. Did three or four in the ocean. I remember four going in. I seen three come back. But I don't know about that other one. It really wasn't on the schedule. So my lost one, I ain't sure. Be okay, though. All right? You guys need water baptized, you give me a holler, man. We got a nice spot out there in Elwood City, and the water is warm. If not, y'all can wait till spring. We'll dunk you in the tub out here in the side yard. That's always fun. We got a good one, huh? 175 gallon? 75 gallon. Big old tub, huh? That's a nice one. Who came here to praise God tonight? Who came here expecting something tonight? Man, I'll tell you what, if you ain't expecting it, go home. You're wasting your time here. How many of y'all here is really seriously going through some stuff right now? I mean, the enemy's coming at you. God, it just seems like everything's just like sticking and maybe slow or something like that. Anybody here have a loaded handgun? I want to shoot that telephone real quick. Y'all wouldn't mind, would you? Thank you. That's probably good. We'll just work that right into the sermon. Can we shut that off somehow? Unplug it or something? Close the door, Sonny said. I got another. Yeah, they'll always ring. How many of y'all know what gospel means? Tell somebody that didn't raise their hand. Go ahead. Look at somebody that didn't raise their hand and tell them it's good news. Gospel means good news. It's always meant that. It's always been translated that. I didn't know that. Somebody said, I'm here to preach the gospel. I'm like, I'm out of here. To me, it sounded like bad news. Maybe it was the way they were preaching it, huh? It should always be good news, right? I want to teach you guys some stuff tonight that's kind of important, all right? Y'all said pretty much we all agreed we're going through some stuff and stuff's coming at us and stuff like that. I do have some praise reports I'd like to share with you. Brother John got baptized last night. Jump up and tell him what happened to you today.
I went to court today. I've been going through this for like the last 11 months. I got arrested last year for a bunch of felonies.
How many?
Like nine
felonies. Okay, wait. Go ahead. Did you have a high-powered attorney? Who'd you have? Yeah? You got one? Nine felonies he walked today. All right? I had three. I never got out. Nine felonies. This guy guy's been hanging around the church. He's been listening. He got baptized last night. He's starting to understand a few things. We taught him to pray a little bit. And the next thing you know, he's a free man today. Hallelujah. What do you got? He got God. That's the best attorney you can have. Amen. Now, the best defense is not to commit the offense. We all understand that, right? If you ain't getting in trouble and hanging out with people that do, guess what? Ain't going to come near you too much, is it? Huh? All right. Let's dispense with the singing and go right on in. You guys for that? Let's do this. Let's do. Sonny's up for that. Father, I thank you for everybody here tonight. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this is a smart bunch. This is a growing bunch. This is the bunch that says, I can, I will, and I am. And I thank you for that, Father. They're doing what you're telling them to do. They're thinking the way you're telling them to think. And they're coming out of some stuff, hallelujah, by your power and by your glory. I thank you, Father, that this is the smartest bunch I can teach tonight because they're here. I thank you for it tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 How many here are smart? Dumb people will not raise their hand. How many here are smart? Get them hands up. Get them up. Get them up. You know, the Word of God says that you have the mind of Christ, and you know He ain't dumb. Amen? Amen? Now how many smart people I got here? Everybody here is smart, right? You agree to be smart, you won't be dumb. Are you hearing me? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. 6. Ephesians. That's spelled E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S, chapter 6. E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S, chapter 6. It's after Galatians, spelled G-L-A-H-E-S. Ephesians, chapter 6. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you what to do. That's Sonny. He's always amening in the wrong places. I like the way Ephesians starts out. Are you ready? Ephesians chapter 6, starting out in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That's over in, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, thank you. 20:20, I believe. But anyway, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And I always thought that was kind of funny, that he said, obey your parents so that you'll live long. I'm thinking, if you don't, maybe they'll take you out. I had parents that said, I made you, I can make another one look just like you, straighten up, or you'll be in the tomato patches, right? But here's the deal. He's telling us this, all right? And are we dear children of God? Huh? Are you following it? Obey your parents? Right? Jesus had some great suggestions, didn't he? Huh? He had great commandments, right? All right? Father knows best. Amen? His commandments are not grievous if you want to live. Right? Are you hearing me? So let's obey our parent. And if you still got parents that are alive, get to honoring them so that you'll live long. So that you live long. All right? This ain't me telling you this. This is the Word of God, right? This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help Him. Amen? Okay. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Doesn't say you can't get mad at them and straighten them out, does it? It says don't make them to where they're crazy and they want to kill you. Servants, and listen, I know we don't have slavery anymore in this country anyway. So look at this, like workers and masters, servants and masters. Look at it like you're the worker, the employee, and we're talking about the employer. All right? So let's look at it like that because we're not in slavery anymore. Amen? Okay, here we go. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, or respect and sincerity, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. This is what I'm talking about. Don't just do your job when somebody's watching you, because Jesus sees us. I'm telling you, Jesus sees us. That thing you walk past when you're at work, because nobody's looking, maybe you ought to pick it up. Could pick it up anyway, because Jesus sees us. And I'm telling you guys something right now. People are watching you, this Thursday night bunch, with a magnifying glass. And I'm telling you why. Because you're called to God. You guys are doing big kid stuff for God right now. And I'm telling you, the darkness is watching you, waiting for you to fall, waiting to see what you're going to do. When nobody's watching, they're watching. You guys are underneath the magnifying glass. Everything you say and do is being recorded by somebody in your life. I'm not trying to make you paranoid, but it's the truth. Are you hearing me? You're always watching. Did you ever notice when you stub your toe and cuss or something or do something stupid and turn around, there's four people looking at you? They weren't there a second ago. But the minute you got ugly, stepped off your love walk, cussed or did something stupid, there they were. And you're like, man, have you noticed? They're there. I'm telling you. You watch. You'll laugh. You'll come back next week and go, man, you had to say that, didn't you? Yeah, I did. Hey, listen, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It should be your heart. It should be from your heart to do a good job. No matter what it is you're doing, do everything you do is unto the Lord. And guess what? Ain't nobody going to have no gripes again you. They're going to love you. They're going to go, man, it's the best person I ever had working for me ever. Ever. Man, this person's great. You know, when it comes layoff time, you ain't going. When it comes raise time, your name just popped up. You may not be the smartest worker there. You may not have all the talents there, but you're loyal and you do things. And that's hard to find in this current economy these days. Amen. Somebody that does it from their heart, not just from their, when somebody's a-looking. Are you hearing me? With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord, not unto people. Knowing that whatever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be the worker or the boss. And you masters, or you employers, do the same things unto them. Forbearing, threatening, don't do that, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. He's not interested in, you know, where you came from, where you went to school, or who you dated in high school, or, you know, how many honor degrees you got. He don't care about that. God looks at the heart, amen? What's your heart? What's your heart? What's your insides all about? What's your insides all about? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the pastor and the power of his intelligence, good looks, and singing abilities. No! Be strong in somebody on television because they're really cool looking and they wear a lot of makeup. Be strong in the horoscope because, you know, it's mostly right. We laugh, but they're out there. We laugh, but they're out there. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. And in the power of His might. Not how clever you are, but the power of His might. What He can do. He said, be strong in that. Be strong in that. Not your IQ. Not any person, what do you call that, Sonny, what we're not good at. Popularity contest, that's it. Popularity contest. There you go. Be strong in the Lord, the power of His might. I don't know if I ever told you guys this or not. If I did, bear with me, it bears repeating. Long time ago, they had dirigibles. You know what those are? Zeppelins, big flying balloons. They had one in New York City, I believe it was. Might not have been New York, but it was there. long time ago. These things were real popular, right? They were filled with helium, and they would rise up, and they're great big monster things like the Goodyear blimp, all right? They had a bunch of men on the field holding this thing down with ropes tethered to the ground before it was supposed to release and take off and do what it was supposed to do. Wind came, started knocking, popping those pins out. Some of these guys were hanging on. And as they were going higher, they lost their grip. And they're falling. And this is all being recorded on an announcer. And he's like, oh my God, another one just fell. Another one just fell. Another one. Women cried. Babies cried. Women fainted. Men couldn't talk. It was horrible. Horrible sight. They're just watching men drop off of these lines. Except for one guy. And one guy was still hanging on for hours. Everybody else was hit to dirt and pancakes. This one man was still holding on. Finally, they got control of this vehicle, brought it back down, and they interviewed this guy, and they said, how was it that you were able to hang on for that long? And he looked at him kind of funny, and he said, I wasn't holding on to it. It was holding on to me. It was holding on to me. When I saw we were going up and there was no chance of it going down, I took the rope and lassoed it around me and tied it off. I was secure. I could have let go. I tied it off. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We should be tied to Him and not just to hanging on. How many people have you talked to who said, well, I'm still hanging on? Guess what? That ain't what we're supposed to do. I'm telling you, you're only going to hang on for so long. Unless you're tied, vitally united to and encrusted to Him, you're going to fall. Are you hearing me? Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. You got to tie off to Him. Are you hearing me? You got to tie off to Him. And then what happens? Well, when everybody else is a fallen, you're up there going, man, what a view. What a view. This is great. You're not sweating. You're enjoying the view. While all those hanger-oners are hitting the pavement. Are you hearing me? Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. That fella tied the rope off to the mighty thing, right? He was good to go. Everybody else perished. Are you seeing the difference? I mean, some of us can hang on for a while, but you're going to get tired, amen? So if you're tied off to Him, if you're anchored in Him, enjoy the view, enjoy the ride. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? How many of us have done it our way for so long and met with a little disaster, right? Oh, we hummed along there for a while, but sooner or later we got tired. Something else came. The straw that broke the camel's back, right? Here's what we were doing wrong. We were holding on instead of being united with, right? We were trying to be strong in our might holding on to God, and He doesn't want that. He wants us tied off to Him. We can't fall that way. Amen? Are you hearing me? See the difference? Sounded good hanging on as long as you could. Oh, hung on as long as I could. We're burying you next Thursday. But if you're tied off to Him, you can be at all the funerals. Amen? Here's how we're going to do it. Verse 11. We're going to put on some of the armor of God. Is that what it says, some of it? It says the whole armor of God, don't it? The whole armor of God. That we may be able to stand. Underline that word stand if you got a pencil. Stand against the wiles of the devil or the schemes of the devil. We're going to stand against that. Does it say throw yourself down on your mattress and have a good cry? Does it say go down to a bar and sit around with a bunch of other people that are overwhelmed with their life? It says we're going to stand against the schemes of the devil. Stand. All right? When you're standing, you're taking a position of what? Authority, power. Right? If you're sitting in the chair and I'm standing over you yelling at you, you feel a little small, don't you? But when you stand up against it, now we're eye to eye, see? Right? Gives you a little more power, don't it? You all following this? Remember when you was a kid? They'd tell you sit down and they'd start yelling at you? When you're being interrogated in a police station? I get some smiles going on here. They always have you to sit down while they all yell at you, ask you 1,000 questions. There's a reason for that. It's more intimidating when you're sitting. But if you're standing, now you've got a power of authority. Every time I stood up, they tell me to sit down and help me out with that stick. I'm so glad they didn't have tasers when I was a kid, boy. But listen to me. Stand against the wiles of the devil. And here's the key part. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Man, I read this. Oh, I was so excited. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. High places. You know what this tells me is that the enemy has a hierarchy. He has ranks. Okay? Now, when you first start out, you're running against low-level devils. Low-level devils. And as you start growing in your faith and start understanding this Word of God and how you can put these things to flee, pretty soon them low-level devils got to quit because you're mashing them. They got no place to stand against you. But every new level you come to, there's a new devil. Now, here's the best part. You're thinking, oh, God, really? Yeah, oh, God, really. I love this part because you got authority to mash him down too. And as you rise through the ranks, I'm mashing down these spiritual wickednesses in high places. Guess what? They're going to run out. Are you hearing me? They're going to run out. He has to mass an army against you. Now, what's that do? Remember now, watch this. When Lucifer fell, when God booted him out of heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. That leaves two-thirds left. On our side, thank you. So he's only got a third to work with. Watch this. You're going to love this too. Satan cannot create. He can only counterfeit. God has the ability to create. Do you think he was happy with just having two-thirds of the angels? I think not. I think he created some more. Because everybody here got a guardian angel or two. Depending on how messed up you was, you get a couple, three of them, amen? Elaine's car was stopped from going over a hillside earlier this morning by some well-placed tree branches, amen? And angels. Tree branches look like feathers holding you back, didn't they? That was early this morning. Elaine did her first 360 in the state of Pennsylvania in a cold weather day. Kind of exciting, huh? We knocked all that out when we was teenagers, Elaine. Welcome to the club. You're running a little late on that, but that's fun, ain't it? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You can't punch out a demon. All right? You can punch out somebody that's got a demon in them, but that don't work. Why? They love that. They'll thrive on that, and then there again, there's them 30 people pointing, going, I thought he was a Christian. He whipped the tar out of that fella. Yeah. I got mad at somebody in the joint, and I saw I had enough. I had enough. I put my Bible down. I pulled my boots on. I was headed that direction. You know what God told me? Go ahead, Bill. Just beat the snot out of him and then tell him how much I love him. And I went, oh. Okay, you win again. You win again. Started praying for that fellow, they moved him the next day. How nice was that? I didn't have to deal with that dude ever again. They moved him somewhere, I don't know where, and didn't ask. How nice was that? That's how God operates. See, we don't battle against flesh and bone. And when you start getting a little older, that's good news. All right? Mom said, I'll buy you this set of teeth, that's it. You break these, you're done. That's okay. But against the rulers and the powers, he gives us the power to do this. He gives us the authority to use his name to defeat the things that are coming at us. Amen. The best weapon in this arsenal is love. If you'll continue in your love walk, if you don't get off your square, you'll win every time. The minute I start getting off my love walk and like start letting stuff aggravate me, it's like the door opens up and here it comes. And now I'm like, man. And it sticks. And you really got to push it out and get rid of it and repent and walk around and, man, get your head right again and get your love walking, get that all that junk out of there and slam that door again. That's hard stuff. But if you never open the door to it to come in, you win. Are you hearing me? Don't give them a crack. Don't even look out the window at it, amen? Just walk right on by. I didn't see nothing, right? Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. I can't stand it anymore. Yes, you can. I just can't take it anymore. Yes, you can. You continue to stand. You continue to stand. We don't buckle. We don't buckle. If you're tied, vitally united, and tied to the Lord, instead of just holding on. If you're tied on, amen? Remember? If you're tied on, it ain't like you're hanging on. You're strong in the Lord and the power of His might to accomplish it. So, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. Who's the truth? Jesus. This is the truth. Anything that comes against this is what? A lie. A lie. If it doesn't agree with this, it's a lie. Well, that ain't what it says on TV. You're catching on. You're catching on. That ain't what Grandma taught me. Well, once again, this is the truth. A lot of very sincere people were out there trying to tell you that this isn't true. They are sincere. They are sincerely wrong. Amen. Amen. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. How many of y'all know what a breastplate is? All the women are going, I think. No. A breastplate was a piece of armor they strapped on to keep the arrows and the spears out of your body when you went to battle. They were supposed to deflect or at least slow down some stuff that the enemy was trying to kill you with, right? So what do we got so far? We got our loins girt about with the truth, right? So we ain't hanging out nowhere. We have on the breastplate of righteousness, right? Tink, 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 tink. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Does it say quick to run and getting in trouble? The gospel of peace, the good news of peace, right? That's what's supposed to be on our feet. Those are supposed to be our Nikes, right? You know what Nike means? Amen. Boy, smart bunch. Nike means victory. So the gospel of peace could be Nikes, amen? Above all that, taking the shield of faith. What's faith? Believing God and His ability to get her done. Simple as I can make it. Trusting God and believing in His ability to get her done for who? For me. Say for me. Not for me. For me. For me. Make it personal. For me. God's on my side. God's my deliverer. God's my healer. God wants me to succeed. Are you hearing me? Take this personal. This ain't a blanket thing. This is for me. When you start making it for me, you're going to win. Are you hearing me? How many of y'all tired of losing? Huh? I am. Let's start winning, amen? Here's how we do it. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's spitting little darts out. What are the darts called? Doubt, fear, unbelief. Discouragement, right? Low self-esteem. Trying to tell you that chemicals make you feel better. Huh? Put this in you, you feel better for a while. Yeah, for a while. And then it don't work no more, right? And we got to chase our tail all over again, right? No. You take this shield of faith where you'll be able to quench all that stuff. It hits that and goes, pfft. Did I do that right? You hear that in the back? Okay. Thanks. Whew. Boy, good, I got that over to you. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. What do you wrap that around? Your grape. Your melon. What is salvation? Is that just like a get out of hell free card? Huh? What's salvation mean? Anybody know? Could I break it down for you? All the good stuff. Salvation means all the good stuff. If it's good, it's in there. If it's bad, it ain't. Only the good stuff is in salvation. That's healing. That's getting your mind straight. Like that? Me too. Finances. You'll eat the good of the land. Amen? If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. I am both willing and obedient. Therefore, I eat the good of the land. Amen? Say what you want, but I know. Praise the Lord. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is your sword. Amen. This is your sword. When the enemy comes pulling out all his tools and weapons, let's talk about the Word here, buddy. What you're telling me is a lie, and this Word here is about ready to show you what kind of liar you are. Because I'm going to cut this thing up, and we're going to see what's inside of it. Amen? What's a half-truth? It's still a lie, ain't it? A little bit of truth covered up with a lie. Right? So it's a lie. The sword of the Spirit, which is in your heart, when you hear lies coming at you, you'll know. And that sword will come out and just cut them up. There they fall. Junk. Right? Ain't no good. This is the offensive weapon. Everything else was defense, right? Sword of the Spirit's offense. This is what you take to the enemy. This is what you take to him. Word of God. To him. Guess what? He's backing up. Why? Because he ain't got a helmet of salvation. He ain't got a breastplate of righteousness. His feet are shod with the gospel of, I got to get out of here. Are you hearing me? He ain't got no Nike. He's done. Jesus defeated him, gave us the victory. So that we should walk in it. So that we should walk in it. Which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. What's it say to do right there? Pray. 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 Boy, how easy is that four-letter word, huh? I love that four-letter word. I used to use a lot of other ones, but I like this one the best, amen? What are we going to do? Did you pray? No. Let's start there. Let's start there. And if you're asking God to work in your behalf, which he says over and over he wants to do, we got to believe it. Well, I prayed, but you didn't believe it then. I prayed and I'm good. Yeah, but you don't know. I said, well, no, you don't know. He said he would. I don't know how many times. I read it all the time. Said I will, said I will, said I will. It's up to you to believe him. A great preacher said one time, he was talking to God, he said, what do you do with all the prayers of doubt and unbelief? He said, what prayers of doubt and unbelief? God answered him back. He said, they never get here. I don't hear those. They pray that? I didn't know. All I answer is faith. All I answer is my saints praying in faith. Amen? And believe in me. And believe in me. And what happens when faith gets weary? What happens when time goes on and it don't seem like nothing's going? What do you do? Stand, therefore. You keep standing. You keep standing. You know, I've been good to stand on some things before and said, hey, I'm believing you. I'd really appreciate it if you didn't make me look stupid. Because I believe in you. Don't leave me hanging. Let me read it back to you a couple more times, what you said you'd do. And I read it to them out loud. I want the devil to know. I want them powers and principalities to know who I'm standing for. And why I'm a standing. And you know what? It clears my head. and keeps my heart squared away on His promises. They're not mine. You know why? Because I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might to get it done.
Amen.
That's the way we got to be. Strong in the Lord and the power of His might to get it done. Because my might don't work too long. I'm getting old. It kind of wears me out sometimes getting the power of my own might. You can ask my wife. She'll laugh. I'm a great starter. I just don't have that longevity I used to have. Amen. About 3 o'clock, I'm like, hey, well, looks good. Let's call it a day. I'm done. But when I'm standing and believing His promises, it gets done whether I'm putting my hand to it or not. Amen. It's getting done. It's getting done. It's getting done. And I ain't got to be the one doing it. Ain't that cool? That's how it works. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Don't forget to obey your parents because you'll live long. Are you hearing me? What have we learned? Full armor of God. Listen to all these people got all these different things they learned. What else did you learn? What sticks out? Come on. I want to hear some feedback. Sit down, Craig. Don't be playing with that speaker. What else did you learn? Who got what out of what? That was almost all of Ephesians chapter 6. Pray. Believe Him. Stand. Be stubborn. How many of y'all were stubborn people? You can't be lying to me. I know half y'all. You're still stubborn. You know, I tell you something. God loves stubborn people. Look at the nation of Israel. Stubborner bunch you'll never see. But here's the best part. When you're a stubborn person and you decide to get stubborn in the things of God and the things He wants you to do, and you take that, you can't tell me nothing, I'm standing here and I'm going to defy everything that comes against the Word of God, you won. You're not going to win, you've already won. He can't take nothing from you with that attitude. And it's a winner's attitude, bless God. It's a winner's attitude. I live on Victory Lane. I used to live down there in the corner of Grumble Alley and Defeat Street. Anybody ever been there? I'm wanting to move to the corner of 3rd and Plum. 3rd field back and Plum out of sight. You all know where that's at? That's where Craig lives. Where? That's not on the map. He goes, I know. Yeah, it's gone. If it comes up a question mark, I don't think so. Just the air, huh? Victory Lane. That's where I live. Winner's Circle. I like saying this. I can't lose for winning. I can't lose for winning. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and never beneath. I'm standing in the promises of God. I'm going to have a good day today whether anybody else wants to or not. The devil is a defeated foe, and I'm here to remind him of that. Amen? Amen. Bring it on, punk. Let me show you the sword of the Spirit I got. It's a shiny booger, too, boy. Ooh. Remember that Crocodile Dundee? That got pulled out of that switchblade. He said, oh, that's not a knife. It's a knife. Well, the devil comes to you with that little thing, boy. You can laugh at it and go, man, come on, dude. Here's the sword of the Spirit. Guy looked at his shirt and took off, didn't he? Well, ain't that the way it ought to be with us? I mean, that's what the book's telling me it ought to be. Right? Kind of fun, too, ain't it? Huh? I mean, y'all ever been bullied? I know I have. You get bullied once in a while. Everybody here been punked at one time or another. Don't lie to me. It's kind of neat to get a little payback, amen? And it don't hurt nobody. It don't hurt nobody. You're loving the ones that are giving you a hard time. They don't understand it. They walk around like, I don't know what just happened to me. I wanted to get in his face and he loved me and I don't know how to respond to this. It messes them up. It messes them up. Love never fails. They just don't get it. It just tears them to shreds. They don't understand it. But when you want to get back up in there and get a little cocky and get a little mean back to them, they understand that real good. And it's a good chance you get a pumpkin head out of it. Y'all know what a pumpkin head is, right? Say with me, it ain't over. Till I win. I'm going to stand till I can't stand no more. Then I'm going to stand some more. Because I win. I always win. Because I'm His. He's mine. All the time. I win. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to take up an offering real quick. Honor, give yourself, guys, a chance to honor the Lord with your giving. Give you guys a chance to plant some more seed. Don't want to leave on a note of defeat here. We're winners. I'm trusting Him. I trust Him with everything. Finances, health. Business decisions. Boy, that thing's stuck. Business decisions. Relationship decisions. I'm trusting Him. If that answer's in that word, my job, look it up, dig it out, and understand it. Amen. If He said it once, He'll say it twice. Believing for another saint to come by and tell me. Believing for what do you call that? Confirmation. Mark over there prayed last night. He was up all night praying. Oh, man, I wish I could hear from my son. His little kid grabbed the phone when his mama was in the bathroom today and called him. How beautiful. And she got on the phone and she was in a good mood. And you said there weren't no more miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, you believe in miracles? I said, I shave one every other day. I do. Sometimes it's every day. Most times it's every other. But man, y'all are miracles. Amen. Look around. Amen. Y'all should have been dead a bunch of times. Oh, yeah. Still locked up. Under the nut house. Here you are. You know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all here thought you were crazy? You are. And it's good. It's good. It's good. Lord can work with crazy, amen? Amen. Here's proof. But it's true. Amen. Let's get to praying over this offering. You ready? Father, I thank You for an opportunity again to preach the Word of God in this place. I thank You, Father, for the wonderful open hearts, clear ears, open minds to Your Word. I thank You, Father, that this bunch is growing. And this bunch of losers is out of their vocabulary as of tonight. Now all they can think about is winning. And all they can think about is standing and being strong in You and the power of Your might to get it done in their life because it's personal. I thank You, Father, that You honor these people with their giving. That You honor their prayers, Father, because they're praying in belief. They're praying in belief. No doubt, no uncertainty. They've looked up this Word. They know it's true, and they're acting on it. And they're acting on it. And I thank You, Father, that your Word will not return to You void, but it shall accomplish what You set it out to do, and that it'll prosper in the thing in which You sent it. I thank You for all these things tonight, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.